I'm Mary Lohman, and this is The Christian Working Woman. Have you noticed how selective our memories can be? You and I can remember the wrongs done to us forever, but so easily we forget good things. So this week, I want to talk about how we begin to deal with the wrongs done to us. Let's identify some of the more common ones. Betrayal. When you are betrayed, particularly if you are betrayed by someone close to you, someone you trusted, that is a deep hurt. David expressed this in Psalm 55. If an enemy were insulting me, I could endure it. If a foe were raising himself against me, I could hide from him. But it is you, a man like myself, my companion, my close friend, with whom I once enjoyed sweet fellowship as we walked with the throng at the house of God. You can almost feel David's hurt when you read that, can't you? This is why betrayal within families is so hurtful, so difficult to overcome. It comes from someone, a mate, a child, a sibling, a parent, who we rightly expect to never betray us, and yet they do. And then broken promises. In Proverbs 13:12, we read, "Hope deferred makes the heart sick, but a longing fulfilled is a tree of life." Now, a deferred hope is a broken promise, and it makes us heart sick. And then broken confidences. When you share your heart with someone and you expect them to keep your confidence, it can be devastating to discover that they have repeated it to others. Proverbs 11:13 says, "A gossip betrays a confidence, but a trustworthy man keeps a secret." And then false accusations. Whether it's a lie told about you by a jealous person or a legal battle in a court of law, false accusations can run very deep. And then abuse. Abuse comes in many forms, and unfortunately, it is prevalent in our worlds and getting worse. Now, these are just a few examples of the wrongs done to us. But here's some good news from Isaiah 54:17. "No weapon forged against you will prevail, and you will refute every tongue that accuses you." And then from Psalm 9, verse 9, "The Lord is a refuge for the oppressed, a stronghold in times of trouble." Now, we'll talk about this some more tomorrow, so I hope you'll join in. Remember, all of my devotionals are always available to you on our website at christianworkingwoman.org.